If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Anna and Raven's Hell of a Story.
If you missed it yesterday, Metallica announced that they're going to make their new album with ASL, American Sign Language. They're the first band ever to do it. Then we got an email from Anthony Galino, and he has a hell of a story. Anthony, what happened?
My daughter was 11 years old. It was March 13, 1993. We had a mega snowstorm. She was over a friend's house in the backyard sleigh riding, and she hit a tree, and they called us, and they said, look, your daughter was injured. You know, she was actually bleeding out of her ear.
Oh, my gosh.
So we knew that that was serious. I'm a member of the fire department at the time. The fire department transported her to the local hospital. What happened is she fractured something on the side by the ear. It turns out that mechanically it damaged that ear, and she was deaf in one ear. She stood in the hospital a couple of weeks, actually. They tried different things, and nothing was working right. So she left the hospital deaf in one ear.
Wow.
And we said, all right, look, she, you know, could have been a lot worse. She could have died, whatever.
Yeah.
And we'll deal with this. 3 months to the day later, she contracted meningitis. Because of the crack, a fracture that might have been in there somewhere so minuscule that might have given your child a stomach virus, it attacked her brain, ran high fevers, and lost the hearing in the other ear.
Oh, my gosh. As a parent, it must be so terrifying to have to go through
crazy.
This.
We have 5 children and 13 grandchildren, my wife and I.
Wow.
And so she was talking to my wife, and all of a sudden she said, I can't hear, Dad. So we go to the emergency room, and they try a million different things, and at one point they just throw their hands up and say, look, we're not sure. And the doctors were wonderful. They had nothing bad to say. So we said, all right, well, listen, we appreciate all you did, but we're going to go to Manhattan now and see if we can, you know, is there somebody better? And it turns out she wound up having 2 cochlear implants. Neither of them worked for her. So here she is. She's 11 years old. She's non-hearing in a regular school. School wasn't ready to deal with that. They never had a child like that.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife really did a lot of battling with the school in the beginning, and they got her an aide and this, that, and the other thing. And we had speech for her because they said that by 18, she would have no speech.
Okay. How was she dealing with everything along the way? Like, that's got to be hard for a child
emotionally. You know, she had her moments and, you know, where she was down, but she still cheerleaded as a high school senior, being totally deaf. You know, she persevered, and she went to college. She got a master's degree in deaf studies. She met her husband there, who was from Nebraska, also hearing impaired. And she went on to teach somewhat here, and then they moved to Nebraska. She has 4 hearing children. And she teaches ASL for an online company. She's actually, they made her a principal now. She writes the curriculum.
That's incredible.
So it really is. You know, at one point when the second incident happened, they thought she was going to die. I mean, we had to bring a priest in and everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's so many things along the way that happened. If you saw her around my wife and I, we went to a restaurant and sat down, and I have to tell the waitress sometimes, she's not being rude, because if she's looking at you, we can have conversation. Her and I have conversation. People can't believe it.
Because she can read your lips.
If you saw her, yeah, she's really good with it.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, her children sign somewhat, but for the most part, she reads their lips. But they're, you know, she taught them that when they were born as babies. It's just an amazing story.
Anthony shared a video of his daughter signing at a University of Nebraska football game. We're going to put that on our Facebook page right now at Anna and Raven. And if you have a hell of a story too, head to annaandraven.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.